go do something in their communities, their churches, their synagogues. You know, I think it's a very inspiring film about what philanthropy can do. Well, you know, I'm collecting books. I have 100 books here that I've collected for schools that don't have enough storybooks. And that's exactly what I want people, you know, to be able to do.
Well, with that in mind, how has documentary filmmaking impacted your life personally and the way you act?
Yeah, I've always been very involved in local politics. We don't have voting rights here, so, you know, I'm trying to make a difference in it, yeah.
Do you feel that that's the most important value of documentary filmmaker? You can make a difference, you can impact people?
Sure, I mean, at least in terms of the perception of themselves. You know, I know a lot of children of Holocaust survivors, and survivors felt very different after seeing partisans of film know that Jews, in fact, had fought, and that was documented. Hank Greenberg, I think, you know, it was a combination of knowing about the great golden age of baseball, but also, you know, that not all Jewish male nebuchadnezzars are nerds, but that we can, you know, there was this real hero at a time we really needed it, and, you know, the effect of a sports hero. I think of Molly Goldberg, there's a lot of women who were pleased to know that, you know, a female had written the first sitcom and that she had fought against sexism and McCarthyism, and that all these images of Jewish mothers have to be these overbearing, horrible types. And I think with this, that, you know, there is a great historical relationship between blacks and Jews, and that they had worked hard together to make a difference.